A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said, "It will go ill with you, Chorazin, and just as ill with you, Bethsaida. If the miracles worked in your midst had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have reformed in sackcloth and ashes. It will go easier on the day of judgment for Tyre and Sidon than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, are you to be exalted to the skies? You should be hurled down to the realm of death. He who hears you hears me. He who rejects you rejects me. And he who rejects me rejects him who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. We are called, we are chosen, we are Christ for one another. In today's gospel, we hear the conclusion of Christ calling his disciples to go out into the world to spread his message. It sounds like a message of doom and gloom. If the miracles worked in your midst had occurred in Tyre and Sidon, they could have long ago reformed. Are you to be exalted? No, you will be thrown down into the realms of death. But if we listen with our whole heart, we will hear Christ's message of hope. He who hears you hears me. In the words of a favorite hymn of mine, we are called, we are chosen, we are Christ for one another. We who know Christ's message are called with a great responsibility, to be Christ for one another. How can that be possible? After all, we are only human and Christ was divine. That's why he sent his disciples in twos. When one gets discouraged, there is a partner to hold him up. September has been a really hard month for me. Lots of work and little time to do it in. Unexpected expenses and little money to pay for them. Close loved ones experiencing personal crises. Extreme medical problems that haven't been resolved. An unexpected death of a fellow Dominican. All of these added up to a pretty long September. I was sharing a few of these situations with a colleague, and while she offered me sympathy, she also offered me hope with a short comment. September is almost over. He who hears you hears me. She was Christ for me that day. I heard Christ speaking through her. We never know when what we say, a word or a phrase, will help another human being to make it through one more day. As an elementary music teacher, I'm reminded of that daily. The faces I teach grow up and move on. I rarely find out if I've had any effect on their lives. But every so often I do, and I'm reminded that my work or my comments had an effect on a life. Today, after a really long September, a beautiful young lady walked up to me at a choral festival. She said she remembered being in my choir in 5th and 6th grade. She had gone on to get a music degree and was teaching voice and working with an opera company. And she wanted to let me know she had made it all the way. That is what happens when we try to live our lives as Christ. When we try to carry out the responsibility of love that Christ has given us. He who hears you hears me. Be Christ to one another. Hold each other up and move on carrying his message. Someone needs to hear you today.